And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show. Starring.
I'm here for it, bro.
I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
You know what I became addicted to in Costa Rica?
Ooh, I do not.
Papaya.
Wow.
Fresh papaya. Papaya. It goes right through you. Huh? I got to tell you. And it's delicious on the way in, and it ends up...
All right, it's delicious on the way out.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
I'd have yelled right back, you goddamn right we stink. Man, we do stink.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
That is what AccuWeather has determined the polar vortex looks like.
Wow.
A lot of damage that thing's going to create.
I feel like Courtney's friend is all of a sudden in the Midwest.
Oh, we have movement on that, by the way. Golden Dawn coming in quick.
And accompanied by...
The real Slim Shiny. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
There's a reason why they're fat, you know. They're not qualified to do what males do, or, you know, or whatever the cops are doing. You know, sometimes they just gotta know their place and just understand that it's a work in progress.
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken abundance.
You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. That you're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Go.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right. What's going on, everybody?
Good morning.
What up?
How you doing, Wiggy?
What's good?
Well, tell you what's good. It is not, fairly or unfairly, and it will never be again, a Mayo Monday on this show, as approximately 1 hour after a Patriots win yesterday, the New England Patriots call Gerard Mayo's career as a head coach one and done.
I know what that's like, Mayo. One and done.
Yeah, that's true. You only had one go at it in Brockton, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. But
I think he knew at the press conference.
What's that?
After his post-game press conference, the way he was talking to the media, he knew it was over.
That's interesting. I mean, when do you think he found out? Listen, conspiracy the conspiracy theories are big on this, but is it possible that he went out and won that game and screwed up the draft potential of the New England Patriots as a big FU in the direction of Robert Kraft because he knew what was coming?
No, because Robert would be stupid to say that to him knowing he's going to fire this guy.
Well, I think Curtis made this point, I think, on social media yesterday. Curtis, good morning. Hello.
Hi, Greg. Good to see you. Courtney, Wiggy. Hi.
Good morning.
Why, if you're getting rid of him, why is he coaching that football game? Which I thought was a great question that you asked yesterday.
It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
Whatever you think we can get, well, I'm sure we will, whether it was right to be fired, all that. You do not allow someone the keys to a car with that much on the line, and it's delicate. Wiggy's right. You're never going to tell people you're losing on purpose, but everybody kind of knows it. And to have Gerard Mayo on the sideline... It'd be one thing if it was reported late last night and then they have the statement today. And I know this is stupid and small, but they wrote that statement on Monday.
Yeah.
There's no way the game ends with as litigious as these organizations are that they would have that approved, ready for print within an hour of the final bell of that game. You know you're going to fire him and you don't take him off the sideline?
Yeah, and to win that game, I mean, we were there yesterday.
What a game.
What a game.
What was your favorite part?
Honestly, it reminded me when it came to the crowd that was there, it reminded me of a pandemic game.
I was a big fan of the tumbleweeds.
I felt like I saw some cardboard cutouts watching that game but to win that game, you set the franchise back another 5 years. It pisses me off. There's no reason why you win that football game.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, you make a great point, Courtney. I don't know. Gerard Mayo was different in that post-game press conference than he's been. And I guess maybe he had an inkling of what was coming, or maybe he got the dreaded "let's meet immediately" after the game.
As opposed to
"let's meet on Monday."
Because it would be stupid for Robert to even keep that guy there just in case he tries to spite you going out the door. Because there's situations in that game; it's fourth down, you go for it, knowing that you're not really trying to win the football game and you're giving your team, you know, you're putting your team in a worse situation on winning when you're going for it on fourth down if you got the ball in midfield rather than kick field goals or something like that.
Do you think the Crafts issued the code red and told them to lose that football game?
No, it's unstated. You don't even whisper that.
You don't
that.
Even have to say
no.
It's, I mean, other than Jelani Tavai, everybody knew. By the way, good start. I benched. First ever benching by me. I love it.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that, everybody knows what's at stake. You don't verbalize it. You don't, because that's the only way you get in trouble. Everybody in the Patriots organization knew what they had to do, and they've been really good at it. Lose the game.
Yeah. They did it to a certain extent because you basically played Joe Milton, your third string quarterback, 99% of the game. So you were trying to lose the game, right?
He should have started over Jacoby Brissett at the beginning of the season.
No. But what I'm saying is when you start a third string quarterback who hasn't played all year long, we were all saying this going into the game, start Joe Milton because if you do, that looks like you're tanking.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he just happened to have a really good game. And the other thing you could control is rather than the kick the field goals, you could maybe go for it or on fourth down. Or you could be like, all right, it's third and six, third and five. Rather than throw the ball, let's run the ball. And that gives us a better chance of getting stopped. There were things that they could have done even more so to lose the game. But by them starting Joe Milton was them telling us, all right, we're trying to lose.
But don't you think if you're Joe Milton, you want to get good tape out there, you're a third-string quarterback, you want to make sure people know that you can play. So I actually think playing Joe Milton, I don't care if there was a memo sent out to the entire locker room saying throw this game. If I'm Joe Milton, I'm saying F you guys. I'm not throwing this game. I'm going to play my ass off.
Yeah, but the players, they're not telling the players throw the game. The players will go out in there and they're auditioning and trying to put good tape on
I'm just
the
saying,
field.
I think you had a better chance to lose it with Jacoby Brissett out there than Joe Milton.
Yeah, but nobody was saying play Jacoby Brissett. Everybody was saying play Joe Milton.
What if they traded for Mac late in the year? Would have been too obvious what they were trying to do.
Young Thunder will speak at 1 o'clock today. Curtis, what would you guess finally put him over the edge? Was
Jelani Tavai? No, I'm not kidding.
You think it was on this show Friday?
1,000%. One of the rare times Ken's been right. When he walked in here and he goes, back with a bang. You just sealed it for Mayo. And he was spot on. That their reaction as an organization to Tavai tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah.
All the things that Mayo was supposed to be good at, he failed. And that's why he doesn't have a job. And I don't want to hear about fairness. Was Gerard Mayo the most qualified coach when he was hired?
Probably not.
No.
So then don't bitch about the fact that it wasn't fair. It's not fair. It's a business.
Yeah. Correct. I mean, if you're, and you know, and no disrespect to Gerard Mayo, because he's a great guy.
Right.
And it was a lot of fun to interview him, and it was a lot of fun to hear him come and walk things back that he said on this show or elsewhere. So, but that being said, if you're going to be meeting secretly with your boss's boss and trying to get your boss's job, then you have to understand the kind of people that you're dealing with. I mean, I would one could assume that maybe even over the last few weeks, Robert Kraft was meeting with Mike Vrabel.
Precisely.
Behind Gerard Mayo's back about Gerard Mayo's job.
Yeah. I would think that that is highly likely.
How and you get him?
Courtney knows this.
How you get him is how you lose him.
Right. Right. What they, it's one of the true laws of romance. What they do with you is what they are eventually going to do to you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way it
second
goes.
Second base.
I think if it was Vrabel meeting with the Jets, I think that was the final straw.
I think once
they saw all those reports, they said, all right, we got to make a change and we got to do it quick.
If you want Mike Vrabel, you don't want him coaching in the division, obviously. And he's a New England Patriot Patriot for life. And you want to. So, I mean, I think that was a factor.
But Gerard should have knew, as somebody who's been in the NFL, who's been around, you should know from Jump Street. You don't trust anybody, no matter what they say, no matter how much smoke they blow up your ass, no matter how cute of a nicknames you got. Everybody is expendable. They did it to Brady. They did it to Belichick. They'll do it to you. Vrabel probably knows coming in. Yeah, you might be telling me all these things, Kraft, but I still got to sleep with one eye open. That's something that you know in this business. And so I think Gerard probably looked at it and like, you know, I don't expect it, but if it happened, I get it because of the performance. I think Gerard's probably more upset because he feels like you made me the guy without giving me a fair hand to fight with.
Well, yeah, I think they sold him a bill of goods.
Bingo.
I will agree with that, and that's unfortunate, but...
And I have a nugget that I was told I couldn't share by someone. But
you're going to share it anyway?
Now that Mayo's gone, I feel like I can say it.
Gosh. Okay, yeah.
He hasn't spoken to Bill Belichick since October of last season.
Mm.
So,
that's not surprising, though.
So there was a chasm between those two. And it was said to me that he felt bad for Mayo in that a guy that begged Mayo to be a coach in the NFL, in Bill Belichick, felt that, rightfully so or wrongly, I don't know what happened, that Mayo had gone behind his back, and Bill Belichick locked him out from October of last season until today.
But you would do the same thing. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, you would do the 100%. Same thing if somebody is behind your back trying to get your job.
That's what they did to Mac Jones.
Somebody that you feel like you gave a leg up,
yep,
and then turns around and stabs you in the back, Judas-style,
yep, Wiggy. Well, I mean, like, if you said that they're doing this with Vrabel, why would Vrabel know or want this job?
He wants this job. Mike Vrabel wants this job.
That might be better.
How can you look at Drake May and the money that they have to spend in free agency and the fourth pick, not the first pick, but the fourth pick, and not want this job? Like, I think, and maybe Ben Johnson doesn't want this job, and we can talk about that, but I wouldn't want
this job.
You wouldn't want this?
God, no.
I still think it's a great job.
No.
I don't trust Elliott Wolf still in charge.
Yeah. Well, is it a better job than going to the Jets, or I think he's supposed to meet with the Bears on Wednesday?
Yeah.
It depends. See, he doesn't have a relationship with those owners, so he's going to come in, and he might... Don't the Krafts now look like they can't be trusted? If you're a coach,
but you think now they look like that? I mean,
yes. This was their guy that they handpicked 5 years ago, and he's one and done.
Well, do you think Tom Brady felt like he could trust the Krafts at the end?
Do I think Brady felt? Yeah, he probably felt like.
I don't think he did. He was standing there and telling you, "Go ask Mr. Kraft why he wasn't being paid."
Right.
I think he felt the same way that others have felt, which is that
you can't trust
that
them.
They will. That they will. Yes, that's
right.
What I'm
saying. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying the same thing.
Talk to Mr. Kraft.
You said now.
I missed that guy.
Now, Mike Vrabel may understand that the Krafts can't be trusted. I feel like there has been a trust factor issue, I'm sure, for quite some time.
Well, I'm talking about for him personally with potentially being the next head coach. He might look at it and go, okay, everything that they did to Brady, Belichick, now Mayo, I don't know if I can necessarily trust the Krafts.
But then there wouldn't be leaks that he wants this job, because if he was putting it out there, he knows that they would have to fire Mayo in order to get him.
Could he be just using that for leverage? Isn't that what everybody does? They leak stuff out there for leverage?
I think he wants the job. This is Steve from Brighton. Hey, Steve.
Good morning, all. How are you doing?
What's going on?
Well, I can't. I'll be brief because I'm at work. But I do want to say I don't think it's as bad as it seems. I mean, we had a hard season. We started off with concussions and Andrews being out. And I mean, it was a long December. But, you know, there's reason to believe okay. it's going to get better.
Counting
maybe
bros,
this year will be better than the last.
Yes, well. I will chime. Can we at some point?
Yeah, of course we can.
By the way, on
if I pick up on the song, it's way too obvious.
On a different note, congratulations on the engagement.
Thank you very much, Chris Greg. Shine. I appreciate
Shine
it.
Baroo.
Thanks, guys.
When did this happen?
Saturday.
Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Early.
It's on social media.
I mean, yeah.
It looked like a very romantic setting in the woods somewhere.
Right. It was down on the Riverwalk near our home.
Very nice.
Yeah, tell them how you got her to come.
Oh, okay. I went down to the Riverwalk. I took Henry for a walk, and I was like, I called her, and I'm like, hey, I busted my ankle. I need you to come pick me up.
Oh, damn.
Very believable, by the way.
Very believable. I'm clumsy. I'm an idiot. And she was like, we have to be at a lunch in 30 minutes. Why are you taking the dog all the way over there for a walk? Like, flustered.
Did she say, were you able to find your ankle bone through the excessive blubber on the ankle?
No excessive blubber down there, Greg. Actually, my legs are in great shape.
Okay.
And so I sat there on a rock, waited for her to show up.
I see.
You got married in a rock?
Yep, basically. I stood up, and I was like, I'm not actually hurt. Don't worry about it. And she's like, what do you mean? And then I proposed.
You proposed, as the
cameraman was sitting in the woods, sneakily taking shots of
him. Oh, and you said, will you marry me? And also, the Vikings offense is elite.
Never used the word elite. I said they were really good.
No, I believe you said, I think I remember you using the word elite on Friday, if I remember correctly.
No, I think I said really good.
I believe you said the Vikings offense was elite. Was it elite?
I wasn't elite. Last night.
And not to get bogged down about Friday, but boy, Kostos nailed that Chiefs pick.
Well, he didn't know that certain teams in the NFL are allowed to tank whenever they want to tank.
Yeah. Well, Shimes, I guess the peer pressure led his fiance's probably happy because we've been busting his balls about the engagement, and here it is. And he gave us like the hint last week that it'd be sometime coming.
Yeah, I knew she wasn't listening. Totally shocked.
When is the wedding? Have you started to plan everything?
Haven't planned a date, but I would assume probably mid to late 2026 is my guess.
Right. Excellent.
Congrats, brother.
Thank you.
Don't let it sneak up on
you. We did start looking at venues, though, last night. So,
okay. You know. Big wedding, small wedding, medium?
About 100 people.
About 100 people.
Yep.
Okay. Well. Courtney can vouch for me. I'm a great wedding guest.
Yeah.
Already started crafting up the list, Greg. You're on the bubble.
Am I on the bubble?
You made the list, but you're on the bubble.
But I might be cut.
Yeah, you know, we'll see.
If somebody wants to bring a guest, then I'm out.
I might have to invite an aunt or an uncle, you know.
Are we all on bubble or just Greg?
Oh, no. Whole show's on the bubble at the moment.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I could see that.
Okay. Well, I feel like it's a package deal. If the one person in the family comes, the whole family comes.
If you're really feeling lucky and Greg's invited, you'll get your wedding gift by 2030.
Oh, nice.
All right. Well, congratulations,
awesome,
Shine.
There you go, brother.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate
you
it.
And for Lauren. And we got a lot to get to on this morning's show, in advance of a 1 o'clock press conference from Robert Kraft and his explanation on why it was one season and one season only for Gerard Mayo as a head coach here in New England. If you'd like to be on this morning, you can call 617-779-7937 or you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. Our leads coming up in about 10 minutes. And then they said it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend. Tyreek Hill wants out of the MIAO.
Yep. Come on up to New England.
We will talk about what he said at 7, among other things. Courtney has the news coming up at 7:20, and then we'll talk to Boomer Esiason about what happened here yesterday. Patriots win a game that they should have never won, and other things with Boomer coming up at 8 on this morning's show. But right now, Courtney, and what is trending first thing this morning?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now brought to you by Shaw's. The Patriots win their season finale against the Bills, 23-16. Drake May did get the start, but was quickly taken out for Joe Milton, who completed 22 of 29 passes for 241 yards and a touchdown. This win drops the Patriots from the first overall pick in the draft to the fourth. But the big news came in the hours following the win when it was announced that Jerod Mayo was fired after just one season. In part, Kraft released a statement saying, quote, "For me personally, this was one of the hardest decisions I've ever made," going on to say about the decision to make Mayo the head coach last offseason. "When other teams started requesting to interview him, I feared I would lose him and committed to making him our next head coach."
Well, you never make important decisions out of fear, I would offer as advice.
All right.
So, if that's what happened, if we take Robert Kraft at his word that there was a team or two that wanted to interview Jerod Mayo,
right?
That in my mind is not enough of a reason to determine that he is going to be your next head coach.
But so, couldn't you say the Patriots just did that then? Because Vrabel took an interview with the Jets, they fired their coach?
Yeah.
I mean, I am assuming, we'll hear from Robert Kraft, but I'm assuming that they're going to go through, they have to go through the whole process when it comes to the Rooney Rule, and they're going to have to interview a bunch of people, correct?
I mean, I don't know how that works. I mean, the Rooney Rule is a joke, so who the hell knows?
But this is why last year, even if Mayo was the right guy in the end, it was so dumb not to conduct a full search, because then you already have a Rolodex of potential coaches that you've sat down with previously, and you know who from that list you would interview again.
Yeah.
There are reports, and by reports I mean like Ben Bolin, that said that Alex Van Pelt is on his way out, but nothing has been confirmed there yet.
Right. And Elliot Wolf still has a job somehow, amazingly. Still.
How does that guy still have a job of all the people? Like, this guy is he's so bad at his job. The last two draft classes stink.
Well, we can only hope that if Mike Vrabel is the guy, and they have told him that he's the guy, he's told them that he wants to be the guy,
right,
then he has his own guy. That he's told them, "I want my own GM."
Yeah. But if that's the case, then why wouldn't you have blown out Elliot Wolf?
Because you're waiting. Because you're waiting until Vrabel's done. And
you believe them. They're like, "Yeah, Mike, don't worry. You can bring your guy. Bring your guy, whoever you want." And then as soon as Mike's like, "Oh, can I bring my guy?" they're going to be like, "Well, let's just wait a year before we get your guy." Can you? That's my point. If you're Mike Vrabel, how can you trust the Krafts after what they've shown they've been able to do?
Wiggy, who can you trust in the NFL?
No, I get you can't trust anybody.
So then what's the point?
But why would you? Okay, so if you know one girl has cheated on her last four boyfriends and you are now wooing her, don't you got to say, "Wait a second, am I sure I want to go with this one over here?"
Can you trust Jerry Jones if you need one start to get a $250,000 bonus?
He don't know. What? That was there? I had no idea about that.
Okay. Right. Shout out Jerry Jones, who was in the last episode of Landman. Incredible acting skills on that guy.
Geez, spoiler alert.
No, it's not a spoiler.
Some of us haven't caught up yet.
It's not a spoiler. Landman. He's just in it.
Oh.
And we now know the playoff schedule. Starting on Saturday at 4:30, we have Chargers at Texans. Then at 8, we have Steelers at Ravens. On Sunday at 1, the Broncos are in Buffalo at 4:30, the Packers at Eagles. And at 8, Commanders at Bucks. Monday Night Football is Vikings at Rams. The Bruins fell to the Islanders at home in overtime yesterday, 5-4. Pasa did do his best to keep them in this one, scoring 2 goals in the loss. They're off now until tomorrow, and the Celtics fell to the Thunder on the road, 105-92. Jason Tatum led the way with a double-double with 26 points and 10 rebounds. They take on the Nuggets tomorrow. Citrusy, sweet, and now on sale. Fresh Sumo mandarins at Shaw's and Star Market. Pick up Sumo citrus mandarins for only $1.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 5 pounds. Delicious Sumo mandarins. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. Great to see Santo yesterday. It feels like 10, Greg, outside. Yeah. Why do people want global warming to stop? Can you explain it to me like I'm 5? It's freezing all week. Polar vortex. It's going to be in the 20s.
1 year after saying goodbye to Bill Belichick, the New England Patriots find themselves once again looking for a new head coach. And you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI, all morning long. Hello and thank you for being here. Even though it's 9 degrees out or whatever it is, Curtis, we are delighted to have you here with us.
Yes.
We had a good time yesterday along with 10 to 12 other people at Gillette Stadium yesterday. And I'll tell you, they got to find a way to turn this around. It is.
You know what it felt like outside of Gillette Stadium? The mid-90s.
Honestly, it is. It's jarring when you because, you know, even during the dynasty, even a preseason game,
mm-hmm.
there were people there who couldn't get to a regular season game who were desperate to be in that stadium.
Right.
There was nobody there yesterday. There was in the red seats. There were like 10 to 12 people, literally,
yeah.
in every section of the Reds yesterday.
Right.
And I give a lot of credit to those who were out there yesterday in the freezing cold and
mm-hmm.
oh.
and love their team and understand that it's okay to be a critic, unlike what Jelani Tavai said after he doubled down on what he said on this show Friday. But mm-hmm.
was that the worst walk back of all time?
I think... to me, Gerard Mayo, you know, after our show ended Friday, Gerard Mayo went out and met the media and said he had handled it. It was handled internally. And then after practice, Jelani Tavai goes out and doubles down on it and says, you want me to come to your work and start criticizing you at your work?
Yeah.
People do that to us every day.
Yeah, they do that.
So clearly he didn't handle it,
yeah.
or the way in which he handled it was Gerard Mayo went there and said, hey, appreciate the fact that you have the right to speak and say whatever you want, but geez, you know, maybe you could try to be a little bit kinder to the fans who pay your paycheck, but he didn't listen. So.
He should have just said, Mayo should have said, hey, listen, the fans should boo us. We do stink. And, yeah. you know, Jelani should understand that based on the performance that we put out on the field.
Mayo's decision to sit Jelani Tavai for the first quarter yesterday or not, was that from above? Was that Robert Kraft's decision yesterday?
I would guess that was an organizational decision, okay. not just Gerard Mayo.
Okay, so you just asked.
You think Mayo agree with it?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah.
I would hope.
You just asked that question. Then my question is, do things change around here? Because I don't think they do.
Yeah.
Because you're still employing Elliot Wolf, right? So whether it's Ben Johnson or Mike Vrabel, what's the change? Other than you just got a new guy on the sideline, right? If you're saying to Vrabel and knowing Vrabel basically as a player and his personality, you're saying to Vrabel, hey, you need to work with this guy Elliot Wolf that we've employed to be the decision maker when it comes to personnel and maybe even who you should and shouldn't play. You think Mike Vrabel's going to stand there and go, all right, Robert, you know, I want to start Drake May, but Elliot Wolf says it's not a good idea?
Well, the difference theoretically could be that Gerard Mayo had no ground to stand on when it came to telling Robert Kraft what he was going to do and what he was not going to do.
That's why he was hired.
Right.
He was hired to say,
yes coach.
Yes, Thunder.
Yes, Thunder.
Vrabel, if you're out trying to get him to take this job, he has more leverage.
But do you think
Vrabel's not going to say yes, yeah, coach, over and over again
right.
to him?
That's why you go from Parcells to Carroll to Belichick. You always correct the other way.
That's a pretty big swing, though.
And I don't know.
Neutralized. Bam.
It can't be a bigger swing than Pete Carroll saying, yeah, 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 to Bill Belichick saying everything stinks.
No, but I don't think that Vrabel is going to be a guy that comes in here and is like, all right, yes, Robert. Okay, Robert.
No, he's not going to be. I don't think he's going to be. That's... So I think I would assume that he has the leverage to say, I'm sitting here. I interviewed with the Jets. The Jets want me. If you want me,
right.
I'm going to be closer. The situation is going to be closer to what it was with Bill
right.
than what it was with Gerard Mayo.
So then why move on from the greatest coach of all time?
Because the roster was awful.
So, we can't go back.
Right.
And go over
so that. Then why wouldn't he go, we like Vrabel, but maybe we don't want to deal with those obstacles? And he goes, maybe we hire Ben Johnson,
yeah, I mean,
who's a little bit more – a little easier to control in the way we want to control.
Young Thundercat. Yeah.
But wouldn't you be impressed, Wiggy, if he said, you know what, I was wrong, I'll get a younger guy who can have similar power that has a longer runway?
Let me ask you this question. You've got older parents. You've probably been around your grandparents. How old's Robert Kraft?
Well, he's in his 80s.
Do you think Robert is going to change and go, oh, you know what? You know, I'm 80-something years old. I was wrong about
maybe
this.
He realizes
well, he that just
this was
did
a big
yesterday.
Mistake. Like, I hope he realizes that.
But, Wiggy, yesterday was that. I mean, after 1 year.
No, I think what happened yesterday is the pressure got to him.
And he admitted a mistake.
Of the fans. He never admitted it. He admitted it in the sense of, like.
No, he didn't admit it.
Went and said, Gerard Mayo's going to be a great head coach somewhere else, and I will support it.
Right.
I will support him.
He's not even going to get a job somewhere else.
Right.
Do you think that they end up opening some type of like front office position for him, like to keep him in-house, Gerard Mayo?
He's not going to stay here.
Why would Mayo
Well, if he can't get a job,
stay?
He's not
if he can't get a job
here.
Elsewhere.
He's getting paid to do nothing.
Yeah. Why would you want to stay for an organization that stabbed you in the back? Would you want to work there?
He is gonzo. Here's Mike from Florida. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. God. Happy Monday, I guess.
Yes. Not a Mayo
organization.
Monday. We'll never have a Mayo Monday again unless I am ordering submarine sandwiches.
Right.
But yes, go ahead. What?
No more creamy goodness with your game time appetizers. This organization is like the left lane on 95 on the way to work, full of people that have no idea what they're doing. It's a cluster F, right?
That's a good analogy.
I'm dealing with this right now.
Yeah.
I mean, just look at what Greg. You made a good point. Could you trust this organization? Could you trust the Krafts? Hell no. Between the dynasty BS, you know, the way that they treated Tom, you know, then the fact that he comes out and says, "Well, we didn't want to let him go somewhere else," so that's why you said that you selected him 5 years ago. So which is it? Which is it? You're a liar. You lie to the fan. I put the bat signal out right now. Derek the Steelers fan, call and start gloating because you deserve it, my friend.
Now, Derek was already in my DMs yesterday during the game. Mm. Right, John?
That is correct. Showed it to Ken Laird.
He said, looks a lot like the trailer park in 1993 down there. That's what Derek. We'll hear from Derek this morning. I am
Steelers
sure.
10-point underdogs.
I am sure.
I mean, it took me less time to get to that game yesterday than it does getting to Mayo Mondays sometimes at 4:30 a.m.
It took us longer to get to the preseason game we went to as a show like a year and a half ago against the Texans when Mac Jones was still on this team.
Yesterday was rock bottom, Greg. It took me 30 minutes. I left at high noon, parked with James. We walk up. Bills fans screaming F the Patriots with nobody rebutting it at all. And I literally hit the stadium right as I hear the PA announcer say, "And our guardian of the gate," or whatever, Daron Harmon. I was like, this is the worst game of all time.
This is... It was the worst win in New England Patriots history yesterday.
All three teams lost yesterday.
The worst win... And whether Gerard Mayo did it on his own as a giant FU or whatever it was, it set you back another
so
3 years.
So stupid.
Shocked they didn't give him a Gatorade bath like after the first one.
Well, that would have been the promo you would have heard that I wrote for Kevin. He just chose that other one, which was god-awful.
Lose the football game.
Right.
My God.
I blame.
That number one pick is transitional.
Right.
Like, it will transform your entire organization.
Yep.
Lose the freaking game.
Come on, AVP.
My God, this is Tony from Hanover. Hey, Tony.
Hey, look at this game from the other side of the field. What did the game mean to Buffalo?
Nothing.
No,
it meant a win. It meant a win gave their rival in their division the first pick. Maybe Buffalo didn't want to win the game.
They definitely did not. Maybe.
Yeah, they didn't want that
game.
No,
I mean,
in the fourth quarter with 4 minutes left, they ran the ball on first and second down and then threw like a swing pass on third down. They're like, oh, no, we got a punt.
They were running hurry up pretty much the entire game until it was time to try to score. Yeah. And then at the end of the game, and they decided to forget about it.
They're like, here, Mike White, go ahead.
Get in there, Mike White.
But the other thing is Mayo, with that win, he gets to 4. He matches Bill's record last season. Like, that the notion that you knew you were firing him and you allowed him to be in charge of that game with that much on the line is in and of itself a fireable offense by the Crafts.
Yeah. When do you think they made the decision?
Jelani Tavai.
You do?
Yep.
Really? Yeah.
That statement feels like it was earlier than that, though.
Well, if you got an in-house counsel, they're not by the hour.
Who the hell knows? Knowing them, they probably already got a statement written up for Mike Vrabel or Ben Johnson. They probably have one of those statements that you could just pull out somebody's name and
see. You mean like when the old newspaper people used to have an obituary ready to go? Right.
Ready to go for
the celebrities that they thought were going to die? Yes.
Up until dry January, we had yours ready.
I guarantee.
Let me tell you, what's today? 6 days in? Feel great. Dry January. Little diet going on. I don't know if you noticed. I had the chicken and the rice yesterday in the suite
and
nothing else.
No, good
and
for you.
No drinks.
Nope.
Yep, water.
Couple waters. Trying to stay hydrated.
Yeah. By the way, Wiggy goes after the Crafts for being disloyal or whatever.
Yes.
You won a Super Bowl for Bill Belichick and he cut you.
So what? That's the nature of the game, though.
So right, that's the same thing as a coach.
But that's what I'm saying. The NFL is so disloyal. Like, if you're Mayo, I don't believe anything the Crafts say. If I'm Vrabel, it's not like you wouldn't take the job from the Crafts. They're going to tell you all the things you want to hear, but you still have to know, like, okay, this is just blowing smoke up my head. That's the way the world works in all of business. You know, people tell you one thing, but maybe there are some other things that they could be thinking.
Listen,
it's the nature of the game.
I think it's a mistake
mm-hmm.
to give somebody a job that they're not ready for. Simply because another team, another organization wants to interview them. That's a mistake. And so that's a big mistake. And it set you back another year. Set you back a year with Drake May.
Yeah, but I believe they had already given the job before they knew Vrabel was available.
They put it in his contract, which is foolish.
But if they told Mayo...
Foolish, though, Wiggy.
No, I'm not disputing that. But it has nothing to do with Vrabel. I think that they, in their minds, the Crafts, made this decision for whatever reason that Mayo's the next guy. And I think part of it, and maybe Courtney might have been on to this, or part of it is because they want somebody who's not going to give them any pushback.
Yeah.
Somebody who's going to go out there, shake hands, and kiss the babies.
That's a part of it. I think Robert Kraft wanted to curry favor with potential Hall of Fame voters.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think you have to acknowledge that. There were a lot of motivations for it, but it was the wrong decision to make. So, all right, we had to take a break. But we will finally get to our leads coming up next. Young Thunder will address the media and Patriots fans at 1 o'clock today, and you will be able to listen to that live as it happens here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI, old school style on the radio or on the Odyssey app, which you should have downloaded at this point, AUDACY. That way you can listen to us from anywhere at any time. You can stream WEEI. If you go to WEEI.com, you can listen to us on Spotify, however you choose to listen. And 1 o'clock is when you will hear what Robert Kraft has to say about parting ways with Gerard Mayo. Busy week on this show this week. Tomorrow, Ty Tuesday with Ty Law. His thoughts on Gerard Mayo and other things. And I am confident, near fully confident, that I will be able to announce the first two snow show locations by the end of this week. One of them coming up this month. And Curtis, the weather is cooperating. Great skiing conditions, I am guessing, when we get to the snow shows.
Yeah, there's a lot of powder to gnaw on.
All right. Boomer Esiason coming up at 8 on what happened yesterday here with the New England Patriots and around the NFL. That is 8 o'clock when Boomer joins us. Right now, though, let's finally get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
A long December. to believe maybe this year will be better than the last.
Well done, Shine. Instant request. I think first caller this morning pointing out that for New England Patriots fans, it has been a long December, but there is reason to believe that this year may be better than the last. So counting bros, and good morning. Congratulations to a taken man.
Yes,
now officially taken, Chris Scheim, popping the question over the weekend.
Takes his hat off to propose, not for the anthem.
You did take the hat off, I noticed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
True American.
Yeah. Yep. And she said yes.
Yes, she did.
Which is even better news. All right, your lead this morning?
Yeah, good morning, Greg. The New England Patriots have now fired Jerod Mayo. I still don't understand how Elliot Wolf has a job. I look at the situation and, like, Jerod Mayo was bad, but he was also put in, like, a horrible situation, almost a no-win situation in a lot of ways, just because of how bad the roster was. You look at what Elliot Wolf did in the offseason. He signed Nick Leverett and Chuck Okorafor. He expected Chuck Okorafor to start at left tackle. He no longer plays football. You cut Nick Leverett, and you were going to try and move him to center instead of just having him play guard like he has his entire NFL career. That was a really good idea. And then every draft pick that's been made over the last 2 years is basically terrible or off the team outside of Drake May. And so it's just like, I also watched Joe Milton yesterday, and I'm well aware that he was going up against basically like the Bills practice squad guys. But at the same time, I can see Joe Milton has more athleticism in his left pinky than Jacoby Brissett has in his entire body. How did we ever allow ourselves to start Jacoby Brissett with those two rookies on this roster? How? I don't understand. I don't get any of it. Elliot Wolf should not have a job. That is, I say that 100%, like, guaranteed, he should not have a job. Whoever the next head coach is, whether it's Mike Vrabel, Ben Johnson, Liam Cohen, whoever it
Brian
is.
Flores.
Yep, should have the opportunity to bring in their guy to be the GM, and Elliot Wolf should also be out.
They got to get rid of him. And you know, it's very possible that they will. Like, I don't think everything had to happen yesterday. Just because you wanted to make the change with Jerod Mayo because you want to get somebody as your head coach doesn't mean that you can't make a change with Elliot Wolf in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, but why would you do that? Because then it just it throws a monkey wrench into your whole process of looking for the next guy.
Unless it's a package deal with Vrabel or somebody else. Unless somebody else says, I want my guy.
Why do you think, though, that it was leaked that he's not going anywhere? I just think that on a day where he's making the change at head coach, for that to be leaked at the same time, there's no coincidence.
It was
there.
So easy to just remove them both yesterday, especially when you see other teams around the league with these statements like, we support Shane Steichen and Chris Ballard, or we support Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel. You could have just ousted both of them, started clean, and then allowed the new GM and new head coach to make the decision on everybody else.
I would be shocked if he is in his current position next year. Shocked.
Next, I
hope you're right, Curtis. I hope you're right. But I'm just
the draft in the offseason, if Elliot Wolf is there.
I've heard this argument a lot over the last, 20 hours. Does the performance of Joe Milton yesterday mean that Alex Van Pelt should be back because of what he has done with both of those young quarterbacks?
I wouldn't take a damn thing from that game yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. I think the Bills were, in fact, trying to have you win.
And I think when Mayo's gone, everybody that's on that coaching staff is just under the impression that they're all gone
they're
as
all
well.
They're all gone, too. Okay. Yeah. Great lead, Sean.
Thank you.
We will get to the rest of this morning's leads coming up next.